Next are some very good, but rather odd or notable Benny Goodman items. Third in this next set is the peculiar Oh Baby from 1946. It's peculiar because, well, for one thing, it's one of Benny's very few vocals on disc. It's an arrangement by Mel Powell for both sextet and a huge 18-piece Goodman orchestra. It starts out just as a sextet, but after his vocal, the band joins in a call-and-response routine with Goodman's clarinet that's quite good. And finally, Oh Baby was originally issued on two sides of a large 78 RPM disc, though in the interest of brevity, I'm only playing side one. First, though, is Three Little Words. Now, this is notable and slightly unusual for several reasons. It's a Goodman session done for the English Parlophone label in 1935, but issued under the name of Gene Krupa's Chicagoans. The band is only six pieces, trumpet, trombone, and clarinet, with some of his usual rhythm guys. And Goodman's two-chorus solo on Three Little Words is reputed to be one of his own favorites on disc. It's followed by the closely related Goodman original tune, Rachel's Dream. It's a live recording of a 1963 sextet with trumpeter Bobby Hackett and an albino saxist named Modesto Bersano playing flute. Now, if you listen closely to these two tunes, you can hear how part of this melody of Three Little Words served as a motif for Benny's Rachel's Dream. Thank you.
I could ever feel the way that I do till I looked into your sweet eyes of blue. Oh, baby, I never had a thrill till I held your hand. Don't know what it is, but I understand that it's something new, it's different, it's grand. Oh, baby, now, when you kiss, I know I miss a beat or two in my heart. I don't mind, there's nothing more to live for. What if I should die and travel to where I would have to climb the heavenly stairs? Wouldn't it be hell if you weren't there? Oh, baby.
One of Benny Goodman's very few vocals on record, Oh Baby, which was also a fine arrangement for Benny, a sextet, and a large orchestra by Mel Powell. And we heard a 1935 recording of Three Little Words, and perhaps you could hear how its basic musical figures had morphed into Benny's own Rachel's Dream. Benny Goodman was an exceptional jazz clarinet soloist, bandleader, and a respectable classical virtuoso. While he didn't invent swing music himself, he successfully brought together all its important elements: swinging dance beats, jazz soloing, excellent arranging and reinterpretation of popular song and melody in a package that spoke to the youth of his day and defined the swing era. Benny Goodman left a huge impression on music, popular culture, and a whole generation of Americans. J. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and professional restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. More about Benny and links to the World Wide Web of Jazz can be found at the Jazz Rhythm website, Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. The 1937 Sing 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 is probably Benny Goodman's most popular recording. It sprawls out over two sides of a 78 RPM disc totaling over 8.5 minutes. Driven throughout by drummer Gene Krupa's tom-toms and based loosely on Jimmy Mundy's arrangement of Louis Prima's composition, it was, and still is, extremely popular with audiences and catnip for dancers. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.